Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler. And this is Strategies for Success, a show that explores many topics while aiming to equip listeners with simple and practical lessons you can use in your everyday life.
Now join us on our journey as we reach for the impossible. Hey guys, and welcome to Strategies for Success. I'm Trav.
And I'm Tyler.
Guys, today we've got an exciting episode. This one is, I've got mixed feelings on, but it's technology, good and bad.
That's right. So a lot of technology, there can be good and there can be bad. And sometimes the reason it was invented for what, and I often think about, let's say, Alexander Graham Bell, for instance. He was the telephone guy. Do you think, if you went back, if you could go back and show him what the phone has become, do you think he would still invent it? Do you think he would realize, you know, that's probably not the way he had it intended? There's a lot of good that come from phones, but there's also a lot of bad that was created from it too. So depending on how you use it, you know, it could be good and bad, but you just got to make sure you choose what technology and how you use it.
I mean, it's a tool. I mean, you take a hammer out of the toolbox and you go out and start putting screws in the wall, you're going to ruin the wall. You're going to end up messing up the, you know, the whatever you're trying to hang. Is it going to hold? Because the hammer is designed to put in nails. And you take your drill and turn it over and start beating nails into the wall, you're going to break the battery or whatever. So technology is a tool. And when utilized correctly, it's utilized, you know, it can be a great asset to your company and to you. So this is kind of a pain point conversation with me, but it was also a good thing. So my dad had been over at our location a little over 30 some years in business running it. He had started out corporately and then ended up buying the location there. And as my dad retired about 6-7 years ago, we were still on an old kind of a DOS style system, F key, arrow key. And I decided it was time to do an upgrade. And we upgraded to a web-based system. And you talk about going from night to day. I mean, it was the same system, but it was 40 years apart. And there were people they cannot wrap their mind around this transition. And there was all kinds of growing pains. And so as me and Tyler were preparing for this episode, it just hit me. These technology, I mean, now that we've got through that growing pain, most of the people love this. You know, there's some delays with web-based versus server-based. But I don't stay till 9 o'clock doing updates. We don't have to F key and arrow key through everything. Our screens look more modern. So technology has its ups or downs, but through this, I've realized, you know, you need to streamline your technology that you're using. I'm gonna let Tyler talk about this in just a minute, but me and Tyler, we use a lot of Google products, and at our store, we were guilty of Gmail to Windows to Office 365 to Google Chat to Google Instant Messenger to, or Messenger, Google, I guess this isn't Google, but Teams. And everyone was using their own platform and communication, there was a huge breakdown. And we're in the process right now of trying to get this technology to where we're on one solid platform.
Yeah. And some stuff I learned about technology was through college, I guess some of the stuff I had to use or maybe figured out from other people that there's a better way of doing it than I was always doing it. So I think that's always a kind of a growing pain for technologies. If either you're the early adapter or you're the guy that has to be the one that figures it out at the beginning, or you're the guy that has to figure out, you know, everyone, you're the last one to adapt it. So sometimes you can be somewhere in between, but if you really try to adapt the new technology, realize there's probably going to be some growing pains with that. But if you can get someone that knows what they're doing, it definitely helps.
I love his guy's books, and he's got several of them out there. I'd recommend him. And I know that he wouldn't have a problem with us using his name, but it's David Green, as founder of Hobby Lobby. One of the books I just finished was More Than a Hobby. Highly recommend it. But I had the privilege to meet David Green. He came as a guest speaker for one of the ministry conferences that we work with. And when David Green came in, this just floored me. So David Green, if you're not familiar with that company that I mentioned, their Hobby Lobby, that's a multi-billion dollar company. Transports, craft supplies, they manufacture a lot of their own, started with framing. And this is what just blew my mind. He pulled out his phone, and he still carries in his front pocket a little mini notebook, and his phone is a flip phone. And he said the only person that has that number of that phone is his secretary and his wife. And he said, and then he said the only person he really answers is his wife, and his secretary doesn't bother him on there. And he said it was just up into the last couple years that he got a flip phone because he wanted to make sure that everything was okay at home. And that just blew my mind. And he started talking about simple is better. And I think here in the last, I don't know, 40 years, we've been in this race for technology that, man, more technology, more is better. When I first started in parts, we were just getting out of using books. And so people would come in, they'd give you a model. You'd have to get that model book out from underneath the counter. You'd flip it open and you'd find it. And then you'd start looking at parts diagrams. That was going away. It was almost completely gone. And we were starting computer lookup. And now you go in to look up a computer lookup, and there's like 40 different options instead of two that there were in a book. When it came out in a book, it came out a year in advance, so you kind of had time to go through it. So technology can be your best friend. I was showing Tyler earlier, me and him both bought these little label makers that have just been a game changer, and they're Bluetooth. You can design real quick on your phone and hit print. And we both got some laser tools that we use. A lot of them can be used with your phone. I mean, the technology out there today is endless, but if you're overdoing it and you're not getting work done, or it can come to a point where it's actually detrimental and not helpful.
Yeah. And I was just having this conversation earlier today with one of my friends talking about phones and social media and stuff like that. And this is probably the biggest one that sticks out nowadays is phones. We keep talking about phones, but that's what almost everybody's carrying a smartphone now, and you're just on them all the time. It's easy. I mean, I do it too. It's easy to be on it all the time, whether it's work or whatever it is. But sometimes I've even caught myself feeling like, oh, I got to check my phone. Oh, I got to do this, do that. And sometimes I didn't even have a text message, or sometimes I feel like my phone vibrates in my pocket and I pull it out real quick. I'm like, oh, I didn't even get a call. But it's just like there's a level of anxiety, a little bit of, I don't want to miss something with work or with one of my friends or family members or whatever that may be. But the conversation I was having with my friends is how phones and social media has just ruined relationships and friendships and dating and everything. There's just a whole different layer to things now, where it's like with texting, it's not very rich in information. There's a lot of gray area there, because over a text message, you can't figure out someone's emotion, you can't see their facial expression, you can't see any of that through a text message. So there's been times where I took a text message wrong that someone sent me, and I'm mad about it, or I'm frustrated or sad or whatever that may be, and then I see them in person and that's not at all what they even meant. So I think that's kind of an easy one that sticks out. But I had a good quote here I saw about technology. It says, technology gives us power, but it does not and cannot tell us how to use that power. So just like phones, that's a great tool at your fingertips, but if you use it wrong, it can cause you to be miserable, basically.
You know, and I hope this is okay. Can I steal the challenge?
Sure, go ahead.
So I'm going to lead into the challenge. But so he's talking about the complications with texting. And don't get us wrong, there is good and bad with technology. And so here's the good on texting. Me and Tyler, both in our businesses, use a platform, and I'm sure they'd be glad that we mentioned their name, but it's Connect. It's a texting service. And so what it does is allows you to text from your desktop. And I don't know how many times that we've texted estimates and a customer's like, I didn't approve that. You can pull it right up and there, yeah, it is, you know, or
exactly.
You can give them real-time updates with it. So here is my challenge to you. So I'd like you to make a list of 5 pieces of technology that you use on a weekly basis. And you might be able to narrow it down. Maybe you use a lot more than that. So narrow it down to a daily basis, and then try to eliminate a piece of this technology, or basically do a technology audit. Do I really need this? Because what ends up happening a lot of time with this technology, it's supposed to make our life so much easier, but it makes our life so much more stressful and complicated. So do a technology audit on yourself. See that you're using technology to the fullest, and then see if there's anything that you can eliminate there. So guys, you know what it is. We've given you the keys, the tools. We've given you the challenge, and now it's time.
Now it's time to execute. Thank you for learning with us.
Join us next time as we reach for the impossible. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler.
And this is
Strategies for Success.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.